Merry Christmas to you.
Well, this is Jerry Pippin of jerrypippin.com.
And this is Joe Niagara of Top 40 WNET.
And this is the holiday version of the Forgotten Oldies show. And we play lots of interesting tunes here. Joe, you're quite the record collector.
There's a few of them around here.
And you've collected all kinds of Christmas songs as well. And we have some pretty neat novelty songs coming up in a minute.
Yeah, in our next segment.
You know, I love this medley of songs here. There are a couple of standards here by Floyd Kramer.
Yes. He did some Christmas stuff, too. He did, what we're going to run tonight here is Up on the Housetop with Jingle Bells.
Yeah, it's kind of a little medley, and it's good. Floyd Kramer.
Yeah. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Floyd Kramer from Nashville. Gene Autry was never in Nashville. Well, I mean, he was there, I guess, but he's a Hollywood cowboy, you know.
Yeah, and you know, he did, I think, three or four different Christmas songs.
Yes, he did. This one, I believe, he didn't want to record it.
No, he didn't. You know who made him do it?
His wife.
Yes, that's right.
You and I have done this intro before, about 4 or 5 years ago, but it comes back.
That's right.
Anyway,
she said, you either do this or Santa's not coming.
And it sold him millions of records, and I imagine paid for lots of Santa Claus trips.
Yeah, you know, this record was originally recorded on a 78.
Yeah, it goes back.
It does. It goes back a long, long time. I don't know. I would have to have been the beginning of the 1950s.
You know, Gene Autry had a radio show. Pat Buttram was on it. What was the name of that show?
Oh, you got me. That's going back too far.
It was on CBS, and it was called The Melody Ranch. That was the name of his ranch, The Melody Ranch. See, he was a singing cowboy.
Yeah, he was a good one, wasn't he?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play it. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Well, that was neat. Had a little bounce to it, didn't it, Jerry?
Yes, it does. I can't imagine him not wanting to record that. I guess he thought it was too much of a kiddie tune.
Well, you know what? After he did it, I'll bet he's glad he did.
I'm sure he did.
Let's get a little more serious about this Christmas thing here. We have one coming up that is just absolutely beautiful, and it is very traditional and sang by a very lovely little woman with a very lovely voice, and she's no longer with us either, and that's Mahalia Jackson.
Yeah, this is a Christmas carol. One of the best of all of them, really, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. This will put chills on you. This is great.
Her version of Joy to the World.
Savior reigns. Let men